From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle, and here's your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you, everybody. Great to be with you. Great to see you today. You know, politics have gotten pretty harsh, pretty juvenile, and a lot of people, maybe including us sometimes, have made the comparison between our leaders and chimpanzees. You know, all they do is scowl and shriek and fling poo at each other. But our guest today, Dr. Jane Goodall, says that's patently unfair to the chimpanzees. So she'll be on to explain that. But first, you can show us your dominance display. Give us a call. The number, 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you are on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Peterson Lambert from Seattle, Washington.
Peterson Lambert?
That's me.
That is an aristocratic sounding name.
I should put my martini down.
Oh, very good. Of course, you're in a tuxedo, I imagine.
Of course.
Peterson, let me introduce you to our panel this week. First, say hello to a comedienne whose newest Comedy Central special is now available on iTunes. Ms. Jessie Klein is here.
Hello.
Next up, a Chicago-based comedian and the host of Vocalo.org, Mr. Brian Babylon.
Hey, hey, how are you, man?
And finally, a comedian performing September 30th at the Crest Theater in Sacramento, California. It's Paula Poundstone. So, Peterson, welcome to the show. You're going to start us off, of course, with Who's Carl This Time. Carl Castle will recreate for you three quotations from the week's news. Your job, correctly identify at least two of them. Do that. You'll win the prize, Carl's Voice, for your voicemail, answering machine, chip in your head, whatever you want. You ready to play?
I'm ready.
Okay, here is your first quote.
Don't you think Thurston Howell III should be taxed at the same rate as Gilligan?
That was from ABC's Jake Tapper. He was tweeting about the new tax plan pushed by whom?
President Obama.
Yes, this week. Very good. This week, the president unveiled his new tax plan, and all anybody could talk about it was its so-called Buffett rule. This guarantees every American a cheeseburger in paradise and a margarita, and he promised to use SEAL Team 6 to finally hunt down the lost shaker of salt. Oh, wait. That's the Jimmy Buffett rule. Now, he met the billionaire Warren Buffett, and apparently this all has to do with marginal tax rates. According to President Obama, it is unfair that Warren Buffett's secretary pays a higher tax rate on her income than her billionaire boss does. So Democrats now have their working class hero, their Joe the Plumber. It's Debbie, the highly paid executive assistant who gets Berkshire Hathaway stock every Christmas. Help is on the way, Debbie.
My understanding is that there's not a lot of people as rich as Warren Buffett.
That would be true.
And that, therefore, the change is not necessarily substantive, but...
So you think that there's really, I mean, even if you were to tax people as rich as Warren Buffett higher, it wouldn't do us a lot of good.
Well, probably not. It might make me personally feel better, yes.
That's really what it's all about. You're sitting there dealing with your financial problems, and you're like, yeah, but at least Warren Buffett is getting screwed a little bit more. And that...
Not more, but commensurately on the same... Yeah. I don't want to get screwed more than Warren Buffett. And that's really the first time I've ever said that.
All right, Peterson, here is your next quote.
Damn, so many cute girls.
That was a Twitter user named Quickster, not to be confused with Quickster, the new spin-off company announced by what popular DVD service?
Netflix.
Yes, 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 yes. Every now and then. Every now and then a traumatic event happens to bring Americans together, and this week the nation all cried out as one... What do you mean we have to go to two separate websites to order DVDs or stream movies? Well, the way it'll work is you'll be able to watch decades-old TV series whenever you want from Netflix streaming, but if you want actual DVDs to leave in your coffee table for 3 months, you'll get them from a new company called, of all random words, Quickster.
And I'm curious,
Someone lost their job because whoever named this was working on the internet in 2003. You don't add a stir on anything like Napster, Friendster, Lamester. You don't do that.
Bankruptster,
yeah.
It was such a weird thing. I mean, it was like just a few months after Netflix lost about 1 million subscribers after a price hike. Is it like they realized they still had some customers left and were like, how can we dump those freeloaders? And then, this is great, late Sunday night, Netflix CEO Reed Hastings apparently drunk emailed America. He said, quote, I screwed up. And then he went on in this weird jag about how much he loved Netflix and how much he appreciated you. And the next thing you know, he was outside your window holding up a boombox that was playing In Your Eyes. Right? Yeah, here's the thing. And we started with this tweet. Well, what happened was, as you said, they sort of randomly and stupidly picked this name, Quickster, without checking to see that Quickster, spelled the way they're spelling it, is already the Twitter handle of this guy. His name is Jason Castillo. He's a young man. And we understand he likes girls and smoking dope.
Yeah.
And so now we'll present to you Carl Castle's Quicksterpiece Theater, the selected tweets of Jason Castillo, the man they call Quickster. Carl?
Bored as bleep. Want to blaze, but at the same time, I don't. Dang, nothing to eat. I'm going to ask my dad for money so I can go buy something.
There you go. All right, here is your last quote.
If you spot something gigantic that is not the Goodyear blimp curling toward the parking lot, you need to let people know ASAP.
That was the Monroe County News out of Michigan warning its readers to watch out for the falling what?
Satellite.
Yes, the falling satellite. Very good. All week long, people upset about the changes at Netflix held out hope that a NASA satellite might plummet to the Earth and put them out of their misery.
But it's so much garbage. You know, I'm not a, you know, Captain James T. Kirk, but I heard...
Yes?
...that there's a lot of garbage in the atmosphere.
There is.
You know, a lot of trash up there. We need to get a big, you know, Hoover vac up there.
Big dust buster.
Yep.
In fact, there is so much of that stuff up there that for their story on this, NPR talked to a, quote, orbital debris scientist at NASA.
And they have someone getting paid for that?
Yeah, he's on staff. But really, orbital debris scientist, isn't that like cosmic waste management? Are there shady guys hanging out at NASA not doing any actual work but drawing a paycheck?
Yeah.
As long as that orbital debris scientist makes sure that nothing hits Ryan Gosling, I'm fine with him. Just make sure Ryan Gosling's
really?
Okay. Yeah, we need him.
So the satellite comes plunging to Earth toward Ryan Gosling?
Yeah, I'll get in the way.
And this, and babe, you know what?
Yeah, I would do anything for that guy.
Carl, how did Peterson do in our quiz?
Peterson, you had a great game. 3 correct answers, so you win our prize.
Ooh,